We've got Sam Singh back on the program. Sam, we just had Susan on. As I mentioned to her, I had seen an email where you say that negative campaigning has started. Susan said it wasn't negative. She just mentioned that a lot of the money that is being pumped into your campaign is coming from outside the district.
No, I was very disappointed with the recent attacks that have been coming, not only from my opponent, but also from some of her supporters. You know, this campaign has been a campaign that has been very positive and on the issues. And unfortunately, in the last few days before the election, you know, the tide has turned and we're no longer talking about issues and we're dealing with negative attacks.
Well, isn't it an issue where campaign money comes from? She's saying hers comes from inside the district from the people she's going to serve. She says yours comes from outside the district, and that could determine how you govern.
Well, I think if you take a look at the donations, both to myself and my opponent, you'll see that we've got both strong support out of the district and out of Ingham County. The majority of my funding for my campaign has come from mid-Michigan. There are a few people who have donated to our campaign that see our vision from across the state. As you know, I've been an active person with Michigan State University, and there's a lot of MSU alums who care about Michigan State and the direction that our state and our region is going in, and they have invested in that campaign. I also had the chance to be the president and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. I represented 1,100 charities across the state of Michigan, and some of those people have, you know, made investments into my campaign because they see that vision that we've talked about economic development, about education, about protecting the environment. So these are people that are part of where the state of Michigan needs to go. They've been on the front lines of dealing with education.
By the way, Sam, Susan made me aware that you're engaged and are going to get married. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very excited. First week of December, we're getting married. So.
My wife wouldn't understand why, but for some reason, something inside of me tells me to tell you not to do it. But I don't know why that is. Well, let's talk. Go back to talking about the campaign. As you sounded really, you're a pretty upbeat guy. You sound very disappointed that the issue of where campaign money comes from, especially in regards to you, has been brought up by Susan.
But I think what ends up happening in these campaigns, I mean, we see this happening across the state and country, is that in the last week, especially when someone's down a couple points, people, you know, react in a negative way. And I understand her campaign is in debt, you know, $25,000 already. And so we see this attack come at us. And I just think it's not fair to the citizens of our district. It's not what, you know, the 69th district is used to. And so having this kind of negative atmosphere a few days before the election doesn't do any of us good. I mean, we've been focused on the positives, on the issues. Where do we want Michigan to go to? And unfortunately, that's not the conversation that's happening right now.
All right. You mentioned negative, and she said you were a good person. She said you were a smart guy. She wished you well with getting married. She didn't say that you were mean, evil, dishonest. To me, that seems like it would be negative campaign or saying lies about you. She didn't say that. She just said where your money came from, and she didn't think that that was as good as a source as where her money comes from. How is that negative?
Well, you know, I take a look at information that's not given. You know, for example, she has taken money from out of district. She has taken money from, you know, political action committees. But, you know, she'll criticize me for doing the same. You know, for example, we interviewed with a number of organizations, whether they were groups like the UAW, the Lansing Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors, and we ended up, my campaign ended up getting those endorsements and therefore investments from some of those organizations into our campaign. Well, then she attacks us, you know, for getting those endorsements, but at the same time had applied for and requested the same type of support. And to me, that's, you know, when you're not telling people the full story, that's unfortunate. And that's what I'm disappointed that we had to come to in these last few days before the election.
All right, final question for you. I asked her the same question, the differences between you two, and she said her perspective as working inside for Mark Meadows, so she knows the House very well, she knows the Capitol very well, her experiences as a parent and as a mother, which you have not experienced yet, and just as a woman gives her perhaps a better perspective.
Well, we think, I take a look at the experiences that I bring to the table. I can compare my 12 years of experience in local government and what we were able to do for the city of East Lansing as a bond rating, what we did for the environment, and how we helped build jobs. You know, compare that to also the fact that I worked at the state capitol for over 15 years with a group called the Michigan Nonprofit Association. So I know the state capitol. I know the process. But I didn't do it in a partisan way. I did it in a nonpartisan way. I actually built coalitions to get things done. And I think that's going to make me more effective in the state legislature, because you do need to have people who have this broad-based set of abilities, whether it's my workforce development, my economic development background, my global perspective. We don't have that in the legislature, unfortunately, anywhere in the state. And so to have somebody who has those sets of experiences, because if we don't move Michigan to a global economy where we're competitive, we're not going to succeed. And having the sets of experiences that I have through being a local elected official, through working at the state capitol, through the nonprofit association, or now my work with the New Economy Initiative, building jobs and doing workforce development, I'm the only person who can really have those sets of experiences that can help Michigan move to a global economy.
All right, Sam. Well, we appreciate your time. We will touch base with you before the primary on Tuesday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.